讲的题目就是福音是神的大能。
The topic of today is the gospel is the power of God.
我们刚才已经读了这一段的经文。
We have read the scriptures.
那我们要先来了解一下这个罗马书的写作跟目的。
We are to understand the writing and purpose of the book of Romans.
是很简单的啊，介绍一下。
For a simple introduction.
啊。我们是介绍这个书怎么写的、
Why Roman is written?
重点在哪里
What's the purpose?
那罗马书呢是保罗所写的
Roman was written by Apostle Paul
当他旅行第二次旅行到了哥林多的时候他写了罗马书
When he traveled to Corinth, he wrote the book of Romans
可能是主后57年左右或者56年
It's B.C. 57, year of 57
他写给罗马教会的弟兄姐妹
It's a letter written to the church in Rome.
所以叫做罗马书
That's why we call the book of Romans.
罗马书的特点呢就是圣经里面最有系统的介绍信仰的真理
It's the most systematic introduction to the gospel.
也可以说最有系统的介绍基督教的教义 doctrine.
And it's the most systemic introduction of the doctrine of Christianity.
主要的整个罗马书，你用一个标题呢来说，你可以说那就是因信什么称义啊。
So you can say it because faith we claim to be righteous.
乃是因为我们相信耶稣基督做我们的主。
Because we believe Jesus is Lord.
我们将我们的罪交给他。
We give our sins to him.
接受他做我们的救主
Accept him as our savior.
那么这个接受就是叫做信
Acceptance is called faith.
他就称我们是没有罪的
So we are claimed to be sinless.
称义这个义义就是没有罪的意思
Righteous means no sin.、Sinless.
在神的面前被称为没有罪
In front of God, we will claim to be sinless.
这是写作的主要的这个主题要点
This is the main purpose of the book of Romans.
那么今天这个写作呢，也是让我们基督徒呢，更能够很仔细的知道我们怎么样可以因着耶稣得着更圣洁而丰盛的生命。
This is also a way to show Christians how to live their life more righteously.
在我们的人生的当中，可以荣耀神，可以结果百倍。
How can we glorify God in our life?
在今世得永在今世得百倍，在来世得永生。
So we can live wonderfully for him on this earth, but also have this grace of eternal life.
有一天我们在神的国度里面承受神给我们的荣耀。
So we can receive his glory in heaven.
那这个就是我们很简单的介绍这个书的写作的这个意思。
That's the purpose for this book of Mormon.
在整个罗马书里面呢，有主要的几节，可以把罗马书，把它整个这两节一讲，这就火起来了。这个就是第一章的十六节跟十七节。
There are two verses in book one, verses 16 and 17 represent the whole book.
所以有人叫它做锁节，那个 key verses.
So these are claimed to be the key verses of the book of Romans.
十六节跟十七节。
Verses 16 and 17.
我再把它 读一次。好，我们请张弟兄先读英文，好吧。
I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile.For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith.
中文，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人，先是犹太人，后是希腊人或者希利尼人，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信。如经上所记，义人必因信得生。什么是福音
？So what is gospel?
福音就是好消息。
Gospel is good news.
耶稣基督的福音就是耶稣基督的好消息。
The gospel of Jesus Christ is the good news from Jesus Christ.
什么样的好消息呢？
What kind of good news?
这个就是说，这人在没有希望的当中，他给我们希望。
This is when we're hopeless, we receive hope.
这个英文翻译的很好 ，hopeless 就是绝望了哈，没绝绝望了，他给我们希望。
Hopeless means despair, no hope at all.
人活在黑暗的当中，耶稣来像光一样照在黑暗里。
When we live in darkness, Jesus came as a light, shine on us.
叫人从黑暗里面得着大光，归向光。
So we can go to the light.
这就是耶稣基督的好消息。
So this is the gospel, the good news.
罗马书说世界上的人啊，世人都犯了什么？罪，犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
So we are all sinners, fall short of the glory of God.
没有一个义人，连一个都没有。
There's not a single righteous person on this earth.
都沉沦在罪恶跟世上的当中。
We're all bound by the sin.
没有一个人可以脱离罪的咒诅。
No one can be released from the bondage of sin.
因为一人的罪，死就跟着这个罪来了。
Because one person sin, and death ensue.
死就临到了众人。
So death upon everybody.
这是很简单的，把罗马书讲那个罪的那个意思哈，说一下。
This is the meaning of sin.
那么这个众人都犯了罪，没希望了。
So there's no hope for the sinners.
世界上很多人都是说我要做伟大的人，要救很多人。
Everyone wants to be great to save others.
那个人说我要做一个千万富翁、亿万富翁，我做这个总裁、做 CEO 啊、做总统，他们都不够伟大。
The person claimed to be billionaire, president, and everything, they are not good enough.
因为他们虽然做了这些，但是不能救世界上所有的人。
They cannot save the rest of the world.
甚至不能真正救一个人的灵魂。
They cannot even save a single soul.
我们常常为罪在苦恼。
We're bothered by the sin.
但是耶稣基督来解决了这个没有办法的这个问题，他给了办法。
When Jesus came, he solved this problem for all of us.
人要救自己啊，是救不了的。
You can't save yourself.
中国话说泥菩萨过江啊，自身难保啊。
There is a Chinese saying, Buddha crossed the river, you can't even save himself.
什么 Buddha crossed the river? 就是那个 clay, 那个泥巴做的那个泥土做的那个菩萨。
It's just a clay idol.
他要过江的时候就已经被江水给融了。
A clay will melt in the water.
他救不了自己啊。
How can a clay idol save himself crossing the river?
所以泥菩萨过江，自身难保。
That's why we cannot save ourselves.
那这个是世人的状况。
This is the condition of the world.
但是人的罪，神要不要去对付呢？
But God is a righteous God. Can God deal with the sin?
神是圣洁的，所以神不能容忍罪。
God is holy, so he hates sins.
因为他是圣洁，所以他对罪就要审判跟处罚。
Because it's holy, he need to judge the sin.
这样才是公义的。
That's righteous.
这就是世人在罪的那个结果是死。
So that's why the result of sin is death.
但是神还有另外一个很伟大的神性。
But he also have a great plan for us.
就是神的慈爱。
So he love us.
虽然他审判这个罪。
Even though he need to judge the sin.
但是他很愿意给恩典在罪中的人，就是罪人。
But he willing to give us grace to all the sinner.
怎么样去人怎么救人呢？人没办法救人。
Because sinner cannot save the other sinners.
所以没有罪的神的儿子耶稣基督就成为没有罪的人，来代替有罪的人。
Only the sinless Son from the Lord can come and redeem all our sins.
来叫一切愿意相信他的，他代替我们的罪被钉在十字架上。
So that he died for us on the cross.
那这个是什么？这个就是耶稣基督的福音了，好消息。
This is the gospel and the good news.
好消息是为谁准备的？
What is the gospel of Jesus Christ for?
神爱世人，就是说神爱世界上所有的人，对吧？
Love so loved the world.
没有一个例外的。
There's no exception.
但是不是世界上所有人都可以得救恩呢？
Can everybody in the world be saved?
没有。
No.
只有信的人才可以得着。
Only believer can be saved.
我们要请你来给你100万。
We invite you to give you $1,000,000.
请你走到前面来。
Can you come forward?
那你说，哎呀，你好客气了，不要了，不要了，谢谢你了。
Well, it's not necessary. Give me $1,000,000.
那么这个就不是你的了。
But this is not yours.
只有那个很愿意的人来说，感谢你，谢谢你。
Only the willing person by choice will come and appreciate.
那么这个一百万是他的。
And this $1,000,000 will be that person.
凡信的人得永生，不信的人没有永生。
Whoever believe will have eternal life.
这是约翰福音里面所讲的第三章里面所讲后面的。
This is from John 3:16.
所以神的儿子带来了好的消息，就是他自己给世界上的人。
So the good news is that God gave His only Son to bring good news to the
world. 但是谁能够得到
？To whom this gospel is provided?
这乐意来的。愿意照神的方式来领受神的恩典的人可以得着。
Only the willing person can come and receive it.
那圣经说，这个福音呢，来到这个世界上的时候，有一个起点。
There's the beginning of the gospel.
啊，一定要有一个地点呢，作为这个福音的开始，就主耶稣降生那个地方。
So the origin of the gospel is the birthplace of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣是在地上是什么人呐？什么人种、人类啊？
So what kind of person is Jesus on earth?
他是犹什么？犹太人嘛。
So Jesus Christ is Jew.
所以这个罗马书说福音是先犹太人，然后是外邦人，是希利尼人。
So the gospel first reached Jew, then Gentile.
你说哎，这个上帝不太公平啊。
You may think it may be not fair.
为什么这个福音要先留在犹太人？
Why the gospel will reach the Jew first?
应当先临到中国人，中国人最多嘛。
Because there's most Chinese, why not Chinese first?
但是神的恩典呢，是总是要有一个起点的呢。
But there must be a beginning for His grace.
他就选了犹太人，你看。
He chose the Jewish people.
因为犹太人有一个特点。
There's a characteristic for the Jewish people.
广东话说他们是硬颈啊。
I can't translate that.
他们是硬着颈项的百姓。
They're stiff-necked.
他们特别的顽梗，特别的反抗。
They're obstinate.
所以神用一种那个特别的人，很聪明又很硬颈的、很反抗的人。
So that's why God chose the smart, the stiff-necked, and rebellious.
来显明上帝的慈爱、忍耐跟恩典。
To show His love and grace for the world.
你知道家里哪一个孩子得到爸爸妈妈的爱最多了
？Do you know which kids in the household receive the most love from parents？
啊，就是那个常常生病的，对不对
？The sickest kids、啊。
常常惹麻烦的哈。
The troublesome kid receives the most.
让爸爸妈妈头痛的。
So give headache to the parents.
但是爸爸妈妈给他的爱最多了。
They receive the most attention and love.
等有一天他从那个坏蛋变成好蛋的时候，他就知道了。
When prodigal son turned back, then they will know.
等到有一天他自己做了爸爸妈妈，碰到那个调皮的孩子，他就知道了。
You will know when you become a parent yourself.
上帝的爱就是这样，有一个起点。
God's love is like that. There's an origin.
不选那个人数最多的中国人。
It's not for the most populous Chinese.
也不选那个很聪明的中国人。
Not the most smartest guy, Chinese.
选那个硬颈的犹太人。
So they picked the stiff-necked Jewish people.
啊，上帝都有计划的。
God plans everything.
所以我们感谢神，这个福音是为这样的人所准备的。
So we thank God provide the gospel for us.
我们说人要救自己，可是救不了。
We want to save ourselves, but cannot.
人类的历史到现在，没有一个人可以真的救别人的。
Throughout human history, you can see nobody can save humans.
真是救人的灵魂呢。
Especially saving the soul.
只有神的儿子，只有耶稣基督。
Only God's Son, Jesus Christ, can do that.
那怎么样人怎么样认识这个认识耶稣基督他是神呢
？How do we know Jesus Christ from God?
啊，就有很多的这个方式，人要去找神。
So how people search for God?
啊，那我在这里。今天只讲一种的这个上帝的启示的方法。
Then we would see the revelation of knowing God.
基督教的宗教，就是从那个客观来说，基督教是个宗教，这个信仰呢，是叫做启示的宗教。
Christian is a religion, we can say it's a general revelation.
跟其他宗教不一样。
It's different than other religion.
那个佛教啊，道教，他们叫修养啊，要修得很好，然后上西天了。
Buddhists and Taoists, you have to do things by works.
可是他们不知道西天在哪里啊。
But they don't know where the heavens really is.
就是想要上西天的，不知道西天在哪里。
They want to go to heaven, but
但是耶稣不一样。
But it's different from Jesus.
他说他是从天而降，而仍然回到天上的耶稣。
He came from heaven and ascended back to heaven.
当他跟门徒们说我要到父那里去然后来接你们去啊。
He said, I will return to the Father and came back for you later.
耶稣说那一条路你们知道。
You know the road.
那门徒说我们不知道啊你要去哪里你要把那个路告诉我啊。
But the disciples said, you need to show us the road.
耶稣说什么
What did Jesus say?
我就是道路是不是
I'm the way, the truth.
那真理生命哈都是他就是那个上帝的给我们的道路。
So Jesus is a road that God provided us.
这个道路是从启示开始的。
So the road came from general revelation.
在基督徒、基督教的信仰里面呢，关于上帝的这个启示的宗教有两个大部分。
So there's two things about the revelation.
一个叫做一般的启示，或者叫做自然的启示。
One is a general revelation.
那么一种就是特别的。启示。
The second one is a special revelation.
那么我们今天不讲特别的启示。
We're just talking about general revelation.
特别的启示就是圣经嘛。
Because special revelation is in the Bible.
就是耶稣基督嘛。
So Bible is Jesus.
No. 特别的启示，一个是圣经，一个是圣子耶稣。
The special revelation is Bible and Jesus Christ.
但是呢，一般的启示是从一般的事物里面去了解的。
So we can understand general revelation for the things around us.
有很多方面的，我今天就提了三方面。
There's many things pointing to general revelation, but we're just going to touch on three areas.
这里没有英文的翻译了，所以我就讲，一个是人寻找神的意识，有那个意念，有那个冲动。
The first one is there's things in human looking for God.
你知道这个过去大陆现在还是这样，不过已经进步了，就是无神论，是不是？共产党是无神论吗
？Well, in mainland China, used to be atheism.
没有神，没有鬼，你什么都不要怕。
They claim there's no God, no ghosts. You fear nothing.
这世界怎么来的
？How the world came around?
劳动创造世界。
So the labor created everything.
是不是？我到大陆那么也是这么跑了这么多年，劳动创造世界。
So the labor will create the whole world.
但是动得太厉害，四川大地震，人就死掉很多了。
But too much labor will create commotion, just like the earthquake.
你看现在这个天灾地变，怎么讲人定胜天呢？人在给自己开玩笑。
So how can you talk about the natural disaster?
这个 nature, 这个自然界是神所创造的。
So nature is created by God.
不是自然创造神，是神创造自然。
God created nature, not nature created God.
神不是自然来的。
God is not originated from the nature.
自然是从神来的。
Because God created the nature.
这个我们就说一般的启示。
This is one of the general revelations.
那么神的创造里面创造了人。
And God created human as well.
人的心里就有想到永生这件事情。
So when God created us, He leave a void for eternity.
因为我们人就活在地上五十年、八十年、一百岁啊，多少岁，就是要离开嘛。
There's a limit for our life on earth.
那么人都会想说，哎呀，如果一直活下去多好。
Everyone want to be lived forever.
中国的秦始皇不是这么想吗
？The Qing Dynasty.
你有没有想过？
What about yourself?
可能你都有想过，不好意思说啊。
Maybe just too embarrassed to admit.
我都想过。
I myself want to be.
我小时候都想过，如果不死多好。
Everybody want to live forever.
看到很多那个送病的那个走，我就想到以后我会长大，会结婚生孩子，然后做爸爸做公公，然后死了。
So when you saw the funeral, you think about your own frailty.
那世界会怎么样？我不知道。
What happened to the world?
我就好痛苦。
There's suffering in my mind.
我跟妈妈睡在一起，我很小。
When I was little, I used to sleep with my mom.
我想到人生，我没有办法解决，我就哭了。
So I cried because I couldn't find the answer to our life.
我妈妈转过来说，你在哭什么？
So my mom asked me, why was I crying?
啊，是因为人有那个永生的那种思想。
Because we want to live forever.
少年的官不是找耶稣吗？
So there's a young...There's a young office looking for Jesus.
找来他很诚恳啊，他跑到耶稣面前来，他是官啊，他是少年人啊，他跪在耶稣的面前说，哎呀，夫子啊，你告诉我，我要做什么事才可以得到永生啊？
So there's a young officer, he was sincere. He asked Jesus Christ, how can I gain eternal life?
人就是想到永远，就想到神了。
So when we think about eternity, we think about God.
你说这个无神论的不信有神。
Atheists believe no God.
但是当这个亲人啊，父母亲过世的时候
But when their relatives, parents pass away,
他就想到说这个父母到哪里去
They will think, where do they go?
他们就想拜拜拜拜是不是
So they worship something
在台湾说他去做神了他去做神了
So they said they became God
啊，这个有神的意念跟思想
That's an idea of God
有寻找神的意念跟思想这是上帝给人的证明有上帝
Because God created usin a void to search for God.
奥古斯丁说上帝啊我的内心有一个空的地方
Augustine mentioned there's a void in our heart.
只有你可以来填满我这个空间
Only God can fill the void.
除非我的心在你的里面得着安息否则我永远不能得安息
Only you can provide a peace for us.
Only I can rest.
Until the peace, then I can rest.
哦，我只能够在你里面真正得到安息啊！这是人心证明有神。
That's what we want, and that proves we want God.
不论他是基督徒、佛教徒、回教徒都一样。
It doesn't matter, Christian, Buddhist.
寻找神的冲动意念是上帝创造的。
Searching for God means God created us.
为要让我们寻找他。
So that we can search for Him.
证明有神。
To prove there's an eternity.
这是罗马书第一章里面所讲的。
This is in chapter 1,
从十八节开始的。
Starting from verses 18.
还有被造之物显露了上帝的作为。
Also the created showed the creator.
哦，你看见这个世界宇宙的被造何等的奇妙。
If you look at the creation, you will wonder, you will marvel the wonders.
那么有秩序。那么有持久哈，那么可以研究的一个对象。
No matter how you research, there's like so many to learn from the system and everything, the orders of the nature.
伟大的科学家
，even the greatest scientist，
就是研究的越深刻的人，就是他就是越大越好的科学家。
The more you study，
当他研究的更深的时候。他发现那个后面还有道理的。
The more you couldn't figure out why there's something behind.
一直深入的研究。
The more you study, the more you search.
每一件事情都有理啊，这叫物理嘛，东西的道理。
That physics means the order of the matters.
化学也有道理，对不对
？There's orders in chemistry as well.
生物也有道理，对吗
？There's order in chemistry.
很多的事物都有道理。
Everything's supposed to be.
所以发展成为很多的学识。
So there's why so many sciences.
很有智慧的医生。
And there's many people showing their wisdom.
因为他有很多的 knowledge, 他有很多的经验。
They provide a lot of research, knowledge, and everything.
所以在听诊的时候，他可以判断这是什么问题。
So when you go to a doctor, they can figure out what's wrong with.
因为他的知识丰富嘛。
Because they know.
这个知识就是了解神的创造业深刻。
The more you understand the creation, the more
造成两种的这个人。
So there's two kinds of person.
一种是很有学问的，他说：“你看，我非常的了不起，我这么伟大的科学家，我是伟大的什么什么家。”
One is people full of themselves, thinking they know everything.
我是一个不伟大的老人家。
I'm not full of myself.
但还有一种科学家。
There's another scientist.
很有学问的。
They knows a lot.
他认识了上帝。
But they know God.
他非常的谦卑。
They're humble.
他知道上帝是一切智慧、一切创造的源头。
They understand God created everything.
牛顿。
Newton.
爱迪生
Edison
好多这样伟大的科学家，你知道科学家中绝大部分是基督徒耶。
So many scientists are Christians.
英国皇家学会是把世界著名出名的这个科学家纳入才有资格进去，他说有 75% 以上都是基督徒啊。
75 of the member of Royal Academy of Science in London
有 90% 都相信有神。
90% believe in God.
有 10% 不相信。
10% do not believe God.
所以啊，这个创造之物啊，把神创造者显明出来。
So you can see the creator from the creator.
第三个，良心可以对一个人产生控诉、控告。
Also, your own consciousness will accuse yourself.
因为人是照神的形象所造的。
Because God created us in His image.
起先有神的圣洁嘛。
So we have holiness.
后来不是被魔鬼所试探人犯罪的吗
？Because a temptation from Satan, we sin.
但是神的形象在不在他里面呢
？But God's image still remains.
还在他里面。
Still remains.
但是他现在除了有神的形象，还有恶的试探进到他里面。
Not only we have God's image, we also have Satan's temptation.
会相争啊。
So there's struggles all the time.
基督徒啊，你是基督徒啊，你可以从你生命里面、生活里面证明。
So you can see yourself even as a Christian.
如果你是一个真正的基督徒
，If you're a real Christian,
有耶稣基督的生命在你的里面
，Christ's life in you,
就有圣灵住在你的里面
，There's holiness in you.
当你有事情，你不依照神的话去做，你照自己的话去做，你得罪神了。
When you do things your own way, then you will offend the God.
在你发现你得罪神的之前呢、啊？
Before you offend God,
有一件事要发生。
Something will happen before that.
就是你的内心告诉神。
Your conscience will tell.
你错了。
You are wrong.
是吧？有没有这个经验？太多了。
Everybody experienced that.
因为人的良心是神所造的。
Because God put consciousness in our heart.
圣经说，上帝把良心放在人的心里。
God put consciousness in our heart.
什么是良心呢？良心就是人跟人之间比较啊。
Consciousness is a comparison between different people.
或以为是，或以为非，这就是圣经所说的。
So you know what's right or wrong.
一比较就知道。
When you compare, you know what's right or wrong.
不论你是不是基督徒，要孝顺父母，这是上帝说的。
Regardless Christian or not, you should obey your parents.
佛教徒也是要这样去行的。
Buddhists think the same.
这个叫良心。
This is called consciousness.
当人不对的时候，这个良心会控告，因为良心是神所造的。
So when you have something wrong in your consciousness, then you will be accused.
但是一个人如果一直活在罪恶的当中，不肯悔改，这个良心越来越硬了，越没有感觉了。
But if you live in sin, so the less and less you feel your own consciousness.
以后他作恶，他都没有感觉了。
So you will get numb and stiff neck.
中国话就是叫狼心狗肺啊。
So there's an old saying, you have the heart of wolf and the lung of a dog.
这个心呢，心没有感觉了，失掉了那个敏感了。
You lost the feeling for right and wrong.
但是有一天，圣灵光照他，他真正悔改，那个良心又恢复了，活过来了。
But one day when Holy Spirit came, the consciousness will return.
证明有神了。
Prove God exists.
这个叫做一般的启示，我就举了三种而已。
There's three examples for general revelation.
特别启示我们今天不讲。
We're not going to talk about special revelation.
但是圣经后来他接着说啊，虽然上帝这么多的启示，但是人却是故意不认识他。
Even though there are so many general revelation, but God intentionally not to know God.
这个人啊 ，man， 人不要认识，不要，我知道有神，但是我不要去接受他，不要去认识他。
Even though we know God, but we ignored God.
为什么
？Why？
为什么人故意不认识神
？Why we ignore God？
因为人如果说我要认识神、接受神我要照神的话做，我不能照自己的意思做，对不对
？Because we recognize God, then we have to obey Him.
对啊，如果我不是基督徒呢，我去贪污的时候呢，这个心里还比较好过一点。
So if not a Christian, I do something wrong, probably it's okay.
但是如果做基督徒就不能这样了。
But as a Christian, you're supposed to know the right thing.
一个人要去喝酒以前啊，但是做了基督徒说不可以醉酒啊。
Well, you're not supposed to get drunk as a Christian.
你在那边喝的时候，哎，你不是基督徒吗
？When someone else see you drinking, then they say, "Oh, are you a Christian?"
所以有人说，那我不做基督徒，我自由了。
So that's why they said, I'm a free man. I'm not a Christian.
自由抽烟，自由喝酒。
I freedom to drink and smoke.
自由赌博。
Gamble.
去做任何他要做的事。
Do whatever I like.
但是我跟你讲。
But I'm telling you,
我做基督徒,
as a Christian,
我有不抽烟的自由,
I have freedom not to smoke,
我有不赌博的自由,
freedom not to gamble,
我有不醉酒的自由,
freedom not to get drunk,
我有不犯罪的那种喜乐,
I have a pleasure not to commit any
crime, 哪一种好?
Which one's better?
是吧? 为什么人故意不认识神, 要照自己的意思做?
Why people ignore God to do whatever they want?
所以就不要神呢?
That's why we don't want God.
可是要有神的那种冲动还是在他里面。
But the impulse and the search for God is still within everyone.
哦，所以他不拜上帝的，现在拜一个泥菩萨。
So that's why they worship idols.
哎呀，你让我发财吧，我做生意做好吧，那个叫做关老爷。
So they ask idol to provide health and power.
他们拜那个假神啊，偶像是要让他的目的可以达到。
They want worship idols and false god to give their own selfish.
我读书啊，拜拜拜拜那个菩萨，给我聪明智慧，让我考状元嘛。
So they worship the Buddha and idols so that we can get good grades in school.
这个人很自私啊，用各样的方法来表示他自己的这个意思。
We're so selfish in everything.
所以圣经说，为什么拜偶像、拜假神？因为要达到人的目的。
So the worship idols and false gods just try to be selfish.
这个人本来上帝所造的，有聪明，有智慧，有纯洁，有圣洁等等。
God gave holiness and wisdom for his creation.
但是他不要拜神，不要拜智慧的来源。
But why we don't worship the origin of all wisdom?
他就变成无知。
That's why we became ignorant.
他就变成虚假。
So we're hypocrites.
他就变成活在黑暗的当中。
That's why We live in
这就是他的结果。
That's the result.
那我就挑三样来讲。刚才圣经不是很多吗？虚谎、昏暗、愚拙，就是那个结果影响。
So that's the reason we lied, we confused, and we're stupid.
罪是一个事实，罪也有它的结局。
And there's actual states and ending of sin.
我说罪的事实，不是说罪的存在。
The actual state doesn't mean the existence of sin.
罪的存在大家都知道。
We all know the existence of sin.
但在罪当中的那种状况，这是我要所说的。
We're talking about the state of sin.
那么跟它的结果是怎么样？
And the result and ending of sin.
我们先看为什么这个人在罪中会什么样的状况？圣经刚才解释了。
So we're talking about the actual state of sin.
圣经有两个地方哈，有一个地方清楚讲说人故意不认识神，第二十八节。
So in verses 28, we can see we ignore God. So,
这个故意不认识神，这个英文的翻译是另外一种翻译，很好的。
So verses 28 says, furthermore, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God.
他们觉得说不值得有这个要有神的这种知识，他不要，就故意不要吧。
So they don't think it's worthwhile.
另外在二十一节，人虽然知道神，却不当作神来敬拜他。
And in verses 21, although they know God, they neither glorify him as God nor give thanks to him.
这个就是故意不认识神。
So that's why they ignore God.
那么既然不故意的，故意不认识，他就要活在自己的人为中心的这种生活的当中。
So when you ignore God, you live for yourself.
他自我的当中，他就迷失了。
So you get lost.
在罗马书我们刚才读的时候，如果你注意中文，有两个字是出现了三次。
There's three words appears. There's one word appears three times.
第一，这个字叫做任凭。任凭这个英文不是这样翻译的哈，我们看二十四节。
So that's in verses 24.
人故意要这样去，上帝就说好，随便你去。
Therefore, God gave them over in the sinful desire of their hearts.
那个孩子不听爸爸的妈妈的话。
So the prodigal son doesn't listen to the parents.
他晚上很晚了还要出门。
So they left out during the very late.
那个爸爸说。不可以去。
Parents said you shouldn't go.
他说我要去。
But I insist on going.
妈妈说不可以去。
Mom said you shouldn't go.
他说我要去。
But I want to go.
那这时候妈妈爸爸怎么讲
？So what parents going to say?
哦，你赶快去啊，赶快去啊。
Just do it.
他说你去吧。
Just go.
是哪一种？
So、
你去吧。
So、
你去吧，那个结果你自己负责。
So you will be responsible for your own action.
啊，人不要上帝。
God gave up God.
上帝要爱他，他说不要。
God loved us, but we gave up on God.
上帝说随便你。
God said whatever you
叫任凭嘛。
Right, that means do whatever you please.
罪人是什么？
So what is a sinner?
罪人是弃绝神而被神弃绝的人。
So sinner abandoned God, then God abandoned.
我再讲一次，罪人是什么？罪人是弃绝而被弃绝的人。
So sinner is the one who abandoned God, then God abandoned them.
因为他不要神嘛，所以神就弃绝他。
Because they ignore God.
但是如果你要爱神，你要来到上帝的面前，上帝要爱你，而且爱你到底。
If you love God, you come to the presence of God, and God will love you.
那么人在最终啊，他的这个就放纵自己，在圣经讲了很多的事情。
So there are many things about the sinner.
对别人对自己、啊、真是没有益处。
There's no good for yourself or for others.
而且这个罪呢会加深的。
And the sin will deepens and deepens.
越犯罪越深。
The more you sin.
罪的范围又越来越广。
The scope of sin will just broadens.
起先是偷家里的钱呐、啊，到后来抢银行了，比如说。
So you start stealing at home and end up with robbing the bank.
感谢主，我偷了家里的钱了，不是为偷家里的钱感谢主，是偷了家里的钱而没有偷银行了。
Thank God, I only steal money from the house and I haven't robbed any bank yet.
因为神爱我，救了我。
Because God loved me and saved me.
但是有的罪人呢，他自己偷还拉别人一起偷，对吧
？But sometimes not only they steal, they bring others to steal with them.
圣经说，不但自己行，还要别人去行。
So you sin and you want others to sin with you.
罪变本加厉。
That's why the sin getting worse and worse.
最后一节说神判定这样的人是死的。
So the consequence of sin is death.
这个罗马书也是这样讲了，我们刚才翻译出来，罪的工价、代价、结果就是死。
Because the wages of sin is death.
下面一句是我们最需要的，唯有上帝的恩典在我们的主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
Only the grace of Jesus Christ can bring us eternal life.
所以上帝为着我们没有办法的人预备了办法。
So that's why God provided the way to salvation.
我们叫做救恩或者叫做得救。
So that's called salvation.
什么是得救了？
So what is salvation?
得救的内涵内容是什么？
What's the contents of salvation?
得救的方法是什么？
What's the way to salvation?
我们很简单的介绍这一段，这是不在我们所读的经文里面。
This is not in the verse we have read today.
得救啊，这是完全是上帝给的，不是我做什么好事。
Salvation is totally from God's mercy, not by works.
得救的方法是我愿意去接受。
The only way to obtain salvation is by your choice.
不是我在显微镜发现里面发现救恩的，是耶稣基督启示而且赐给我的。
It's given by God. It's not discovered by yourself.
什么是得救？
What is salvation?
我很简单，得救是从罪里面被救出来，自己没有办法，神给我们办法。
Salvation is liberated from sin, not by ourselves, but through God.
得救就是一个人走向死亡、走向失丧的当中，神让他重新回到正路，走向天家。
Salvation is when we on our way to death that God save us so that we can go to heaven.
得救是一个人得罪神，在神的愤怒跟审判当中，但是却是后来蒙了神的恩典，照神的方法，从神的愤怒里面变成为神的慈爱，把他带回来。
We sin, we thank God, but God gave us salvation to bring us back.
得救就是从自己在走人生的道路弯弯曲曲的当中，他认识神，神给他指示他人生当走的光明的道路。
So during our convoluted way of life, God discovered us and showed us the way to salvation.
得救就是今生得到神的怜悯，永生得到神的赐福。
Salvation is a mercy from God so that we can have eternal life.
灵魂得救，身体也得救。
Not only body, but also saved in our soul.
耶稣说，今世得百倍，来世得永生。
So we can be saved 100 times during our lifetime.
得救的方法就是我愿意。
The only way to salvation is by choice.
我愿意信神，我也接受他赦免我的罪。
I accept Jesus for my sin.
那我被神称义。
Then I became righteous.
有一天我开车了，开了一部新的车子，那个是二十几年前了，刚刚买了一部 Toyota 的 van， 哇，非常得意，从来没有开过啊，非常得意，开，结果后面警察啊，就给我闪灯啊，要我停下来。
20 years ago, I first drove a new car, but then shortly there's a police car behind me, asked me to stop, pull me over.
那我停了，警察说你呀、啊、闯红灯了。
And the policeman said you ran the red light.
我说我记得我没有哦。
But、I said I didn't.
我要转弯的时候，我明明看了、啊，他是从那个绿灯变黄灯，那我正在转的时候，他变黄灯了、啊。那黄灯还有一才变红灯，我那时候正在转哈、啊。
It was yellow when I turned.
我跟警察说我没有，他说你有。
But the police insist I ran the red light.
我说我太太可以给我做证人。
I said my wife can be my witness. It was yellow.
他说太太跟你同一个车子，不能做你的证人。
But police said.Your wife cannot be your witness.
他就给我开个罚单。
So he gave me the citation.
他说你罚钱或者上法院。
So either pay the fine, you can go to the court.
我就回家想，我要上法院。
So I decided to contest it.
那上法院以前，我回到那个交通灯的地方。
So I went back to the scene of crime.
我研究那个交通灯，从这个灯到那个灯几秒、几秒、几秒，我这样算。
So I researched the time between the light change.
然后我算我的开车是怎么样转。我没有闯红灯啊。
Then I said, tried again. I don't think I ran the red light.
然后我就画图画，好，用彩色的小朋友画，这是黄灯、红灯几秒、几秒，这是几秒，我是怎么走的，我就自己解释。
So I diagrammed and explained what I did.
你知道我英文是很差的。
I'm not a good native speaker. I'm not good in English.
我常常会弄错，但是我知道错我会改正的。
But I know when I made the mistake.
那么我就到那一天我就上法院去了。
When I went to court,
我没有请律师也讲不清楚。
I didn't hire attorney, so I just.
但是我带着我的图画。
But I showed them my diagram.
我跟那个法官解释。
So I explained to the judge.
在还没有开庭之前，我看那个警察来了。
But the policeman was also there.
那么警察来，他就要跟我辩论了。
So he argued with me.
他英文比我好，他白人啊。
Of course, he's a better English speaker.
可是当那个。法官叫到我的时候啊
，When judge called me，
我就上去了。
So I went up。
他就叫我宣誓啊。
So he asked me swear。
Tell every truth, nothing but truth。
So I said nothing truth, but nothing but the truth。
好，对吧？那我说好，我就宣誓啊 ，nothing but truth。
So I swear nothing but the truth。
那警察就问你有没有这个犯那个交通规则
？So the police said, did you？
我说我没有啊。
I said I didn't.
那讲呢又讲不太清楚，我就拿图画给他看。
So finally, I showed them my diagram.
那么他就叫那个警察来对质。
So the judge asked police.
叫的时候，警察走了。
Then the
不在。
Police left.
这个法官怎么讲
？So the judge said,
"You may go."
You may go.
没罪了，我没罪。
So you're not guilty.
有一天我们在上帝的面前，上帝说 "You may go."
So one day we will face God, and God will say, "You may go."
因为你相信耶稣基督 ，You may go. 你没有罪了。
Because you believe in Jesus Christ, you may go. You're righteous.
这叫称义嘛，称义就没罪了。
So that's called righteousness.
感谢神啊。
Thanks to the God.
我们都是蒙恩的人啊。
So God chose us, gave us salvation.
常存感恩的心
呢。So we should be grateful.
耶稣改变我们的人生。
Christ changed us.
耶稣叫我们的人生更丰盛。
He provide bountiful life for us.
我们要做结束了。
So now, the end of my sermon.
Yeah, 做一个小故事。
There's another story.
在很多年前呢，大概不到100年前，日本有一个叫做新岛博士哈。
Many years ago in Japan, there's a doctor.
他是出名的教育家。
He's a famous educator.
但是他为着他的人生啊要好，他呢就在年轻的时候偷渡到美国去了。
So he came to the United States illegally.
他在美国了打工啊做事。
He worked in America.
后来他读书了。
And study.
他在很出名的大学。
In a very famous university.
他拿到他的博士学位，教育博士。
He got his PhD in education.
但是他拿教育博士的时候，他人生转变了。
There's a turning point in his life.
带他信了耶稣。
Because he believed in Jesus Christ.
当他信耶稣以后，他觉得他有一件事情啊是。得罪神的很严重的。
So once he accepted Jesus Christ, he thought one thing, he offended God.
因为他是非法的偷渡。
Because he legally entered the United States.
所以他到移民局去认罪。
So he came to the immigration.
他愿意被差遣、被关，都愿意。
So he's ready to be deported.
因为他是基督徒了。
Because he's a Christian now.
结果移民局赦了他的罪。
But immigration let him go.
他成为一个教育家。在日本很出名的教育家。
So he became a famous educator in Japan.
他做过中学的校长。
He was a principal in high school.
教了一个很坏的学校。
And then the school has a lot of trouble.
我也做过中学校长，也教过很坏的学校。
I was a principal in a school with a lot of trouble.
那个学生不听话。
The students are bad.
校长要罚他。
Principal had to discipline them.
一大群的学生，他就罚抄他们，你们做错了，要罚，要手伸出来，要打板子，以前要打的是吧？用木头要打。
There was corporal punishment in the old days.
但这个学生跟校长作对了，不肯把手伸出来。
But the student refused to show their hands to be punished.
就僵持在那里。
So there's a confrontation.
校长说我很失败。
And the principal admit he failed.
没有办法把你们教好。
I cannot teach him the good thing.
我代替你们处罚。
So I will just be punished for you.
他把手伸出来，拿了板子，自己很用力地打他的手。
So the principal punished himself, flogging himself.
打了非常重，非常多，血都流出来。
Even blood shows on his palm.
这学生们很感动。
So that touched the bad students.
这学生就跪下来说：“校长啊，我们不敢啊。”
So the student knelt and said, "We repent."
主耶稣就是这样爱我们。
Jesus just loved us just like that.
为我们接受我们该受的刑罚。
So he took all the punishment for us.
感谢神。
Thanks God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
赐给我们你的话语。
Give us your words.
福音就是你代替我们上了十字架。
And the gospel that You died for us.
为我们成就了救恩。
So that we can have your salvation.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
当纪念你来到世上的时候。
We remember the birth.
我们愿意我们的生命得到你自己。
So we want our life to show that we know you.
主啊，我们向你打开我们的心。
We open our heart.
求你接受我们。
So that you can accept us.
我们向你感恩。
We thank you.
因为你救了我们。
Because you saved us.
这样祷告，是奉耶稣的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.